The collapse of the housing market devastated cities like Stockton and Modesto. But the Central Valley's agriculture industry weathered the recession just fine. It even saw record growth, with one painful exception, dairy.
It was a bloodbath.
Tom Barcellus owns T-Bar Dairy here in Porterville.
And some people who were on a rented place, all they had was equity in their cows, those are the ones that hurt the worst. Those are the ones that actually went out of business first. And unfortunately, some hung on until they had nothing. Others saw it coming and sold out.
Barcellus survived the crisis because on top of his 1,500 cows, he has land. So when feed prices skyrocketed and milk prices sank, he cut costs by growing feed himself. On this balmy October afternoon, 5 years later, a worker drives a vehicle along the edge of the corral. He's pushing fresh feed toward T-Bar's herd. Milk prices are strong, feed costs have fallen a bit, but there's still one thing that has Barcellus worried.
Everything is wonderful except the drought, except the water.
The drought may have added insult to injury, but economist Jeff Michael with University of the Pacific says that's not the real source of the valley's economic woes.
It really was housing and the public sector completely collapsing.
Sacramento in particular was decimated by public sector layoffs, furloughs, and salary freezes. And even in the best of times, Central Valley unemployment rarely drops as low as it did right before the recession. Today, jobless rates in some valley counties are starting to dip under 10% after reaching as high as 16%. The public sector is adding jobs again, and the housing market is starting a comeback.
It's off the floor. It's still on its knees, but it's lifting a little bit, and they've seen some recovery in values, and that's helping the broader economy a little bit, too.
The Sacramento region, for example, has seen its median home price rebound about halfway to where it was at the peak of the housing bubble. And in Bakersfield, another industry is jump-starting economic recovery.
You know, from where our yard is to pull up on. And just make sure you do all your lines where you're at, what you're doing.
At sunrise, the Kern River oil fields are cool and surprisingly quiet. In the work yard behind Robin's Envirovac, a small business that cleans up oil spills, a crew picks up work orders and runs maintenance checks on a very odd piece of equipment. That's a very powerful suction vehicle called a guzzler. It sucks up dirt and water without damaging oil or power lines. For company supervisor Vince Nigro, there's never a dull moment working in the oil fields.
It's a little bit of everything. It's a little complex, it's a little difficult, it's dangerous.
The oil industry is leading Bakersfield's recovery thanks to new exploration and investment. And for Nigro, it's a reliable job, no small thing. He knows plenty of folks in construction who aren't landing steady work.
You know, they'll be working one day and next day, well, hey, everybody's getting laid off. It's not booming like the oil fields or working in a hospital or any medical or anything like that. Those are the two best fields to be in here in Bakersfield.
As for the future here?
You know, it's a good town to move to if you're looking for work. You have the oil fields here, so there's a lot of opportunities in the oil fields. I would tell people if they want looking for work, come to Bakersfield.
Which just goes to show, even parts of the Central Valley are seeing new economic life. I'm Julia Mietrich.